It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. New Hampshire political operative Corey Lewandowski has been raising some questions in Washington lately. Lewandowski was campaign manager in the early part of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. He has no official role in the White House, and he's not registered as a lobbyist. But a new report from Politico suggests that he's finding ways to use his influence. Ken Vogel wrote the Politico report and joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, great to be with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Corey Lewandowski was officially let go from the Trump campaign last June, and he's been a commentator on cable news, but he's also kept in close contact with now President Trump. And you write in your article that a firm co-founded by Lewandowski appears to have been pitching international clients about the possibility of meetings with Trump or other members of the administration, which sounds an awful lot like lobbying. What does he say about that?
Yeah, well, actually, Corey refused to talk to us for our story, but the co-founder of his firm, a guy with whom he worked on the Trump campaign by the name of Barry Bennett, explains this by saying that, in fact, Corey Lewandowski is not lobbying, that even while folks who work at the firm are lobbying on behalf of some of the clients that Corey Lewandowski is working for, Corey himself is not participating in lobbying. Now, lobbying is a legal definition that has to do with contacts with government officials. And if you're lobbying for a foreign entity, which is what this pitch was for, you have to register to lobby, even if you're just making contacts on behalf of the foreign entity, to really anyone in the United States. So what Barry Bennett says is that the firm has not signed any international clients, and that as such, it's not required to lobby on behalf of those.
Okay, this sounds like, you know, we're threading the needle a little bit, but what does Washington East-West Political Strategies, this firm, actually do?
Well, if we're to believe Barry Bennett, it's not doing anything right now because it hasn't signed any clients. But the idea behind it is that it is sort of a feeder LLC, a company that was created to essentially recruit and refer clients to Corey and Barry Bennett's main lobbying firm, which is called Avenue Strategies, so named because it's on Pennsylvania Avenue, very close to the White House, a none too subtle reference to the access that they advertise that they have. East-West Strategies is also, Political Strategies is also advertising that type of access and really selling, essentially, Corey Lewandowski's relationship with Donald Trump. This is troubling to ethics watchdogs because the purpose of East-West Political Strategies is to sell that access to foreign entities, particularly foreign politicians who are seeking to curry favor in Washington, and that they say should trigger registration under what's known as the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
And regardless of how it's classified, whether this is legally lobbying or not, how does this look from the president's perspective? I mean, you know, this is an administration that's pledged to drain the swamp in D.C. and ban lobbying by its members for a time after they leave. Do you have any sense of their perspective on this?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, even when we were making calls in the run-up to the story, we got the sense that they were very concerned about, you know, Corey flouting his access and seeking to use it to benefit clients, and at least the perception that this is sort of an ethics scandal, all the makings of an ethics scandal waiting to happen. Since our story has run, we understand, our sources tell us inside the White House, that the concern about Corey has escalated still further, and there are talks about attempting to limit his access so that this perception does not take on a life of its own, let alone when Corey starts actually signing some of these clients, these foreign clients, and actually has a foreign interest for which to lobby.
Who are some of these clients that he is trying to sign?
Well, I mean, what we know thus far, the Washington East-West Political Strategies has gone to politicians in Albania and Latvia. Those are the specific ones that we're aware of, but we understand that they made pitches really all across Eastern Europe and the former Soviet bloc. Obviously, this is an area of particular sensitivity for the Trump administration, given the ongoing investigations into Trump and his team's dealings with Russia during the campaign. A lot of these parties and politicians, it's a little bit oversimplified to say that they're pro-Russian, but certainly Russia is a giant looming force over all of these countries, and as such, these politicians to various degrees have interactions with Russia.
How much access does Corey Lewandowski actually have at this point to the president?
Yeah, we understand that he has quite a bit of access. He brags to these prospective clients that he can get the president on his cell phone at virtually any time without going through gatekeepers. Our reporting backs that up, that he can, in fact, do that. Now, he's also been in the Oval Office several times. We reported that he had photos taken with Trump at the Oval Office and requested several copies of them. I haven't checked his firm's website yet, but given the degree to which it brags about his access to Trump, I wouldn't be surprised to see those photos turn up on the lobbying firm's website. Now, what he's actually using that access for is another question. The folks who we talked to in the White House say that he isn't using it to make pitches on behalf of clients, but that's certainly the impression that he's giving to clients, that he has this access and he is essentially marketing this access to prospective clients.
Well, and this brings up the question of maybe a turf war with other more established lobbying firms in D.C. and within the administration itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is yet another way in which Trump is sort of disrupting Washington. You know, that there are lobbyists and lobbying firms that for decades have dominated K Street, and it's because they have managed to, as administrations change or congressional balances of power change, they have managed to continue to hire people who have access at the upper levels. Well, Trump came in and he was not a creature of Washington, and he surrounded himself largely with people who are new to this game. And so some of these lobbying firms were scrambling to try to hire people who could legitimately claim, or sometimes illegitimately claim, Trump ties. Well, Corey Lewandowski actually has them. And so that makes him a marketable commodity, and that makes some of these other firms, leery of him. And I'll be perfectly frank here. That makes them more willing to try to leak to us what they find out about what Corey is doing, which in some ways is more brazen than the way in which these lobbyists have traditionally marketed themselves, which is with a wink and a nod sort of pitch about their access, not overtly coming out and saying, hey, I can get you a meeting with the president.
So there are signs that lobbying is changing maybe in unintended ways with Trump.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so much draining the swamp as really empowering new sort of hybrid swamp creatures that are not the old gators that have dominated the swamp for decades.
That's an interesting way to put it. Ken Vogel is a reporter for Politico. He joined us to talk about his writing and his reporting on Corey Lewandowski, longtime New Hampshire political operative and now working in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for the time, Ken.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And Ken joined us by Skype. This is Morning Edition from NHPR.